I had an interesting experience when I moved to Africa. I was in Togo in West Africa as a Peace Corps volunteer for 2 years. And I was a vegetarian roughly a year before I went there, a year and a half. So I was very passionate about my vegetarian nature. And I got to Africa, and the people there who I thought, you know, of course they have to live closer to the ground, waste less resources, they'll respect this. It was a really hard row to hoe to let them know why I was a vegetarian. It made no sense to them because as soon as they got some money, they wanted to eat meat, right? And meat was much more expensive compared to the rest of the things that they ate. Just a little piece of meat with their meal cost as much as everything else that they ate. So they couldn't believe that I, a rich person from the United States, would actually choose not to eat meat, where I finally actually was able to convince them that this would make sense. They were used to doing things for religious reasons, even if they didn't have philosophical reasons behind it. In the southern part of Togo, I believe it was that dogs were pets, but that cats were just viewed as a source of food. In the northern part of Togo, it was flipped, so that cats were pets, but dogs were food. And there is sprinkled throughout Togo at that time, about 10% of the population was Muslim. And so, for instance, they didn't eat pork. So when I explained it to people there, well, you see, they don't eat cats, they don't eat dogs, they don't eat pigs. I don't eat any of them. I'm part of the super religion. And then they said, oh, well, that makes sense. So
yeah.
That made it clear to them. But it was a real eye-opener for me that this would not be viewed automatically as a good or desirable thing. And maybe that's when people left India, maybe they kind of saw that as they're kind of see it stepping up in the economic system. You can buy more. You have more money. You have more options. Did that influence your family at all, Uni?
No, I wouldn't say that it did. So what's interesting is, you know, with my family, so my family comes, they were upper caste, they were very well off. It was not a question of affordability. You know, I was talking about my mom who had no consciousness about people eating meat. It was just a foreign thing. Well, in her household, they regularly fed people in the neighborhood just as a generosity thing. Like people would come over there for food and eat meals for free. Her dad was very generous. And so it was not an economic question at all. They certainly could have afforded it if they wanted to. And the religious sense about that, it was really powerful in maintaining vegetarianism. And because it's, you know, generally associated with upper caste. So my parents, my dad got an engineering degree and then moved here. And that was in 1967. It was a big demand for engineers. So they come from a very privileged background. Broadly speaking, I think that's the case with vegetarianism and Hinduism in India, is that it's more prevalent among upper caste Hindus. So it's not really necessarily directly associated with not being able to afford meat, which is, I think, a really interesting thing. I mean, there's probably a large number of vegetarian Hindus that are not very well off. And then there's probably a lot of ones that are not vegetarian, but probably don't eat a lot of meat, which is, of course, very common around the world if people eat meat, but they can't afford to eat very much. But I wouldn't associate it directly with the economic question. And that's the case right now with my family around the world, that it's not really a question of who can afford it or not. They're generally well off or well enough off that they could eat meat, but that's not the driving factor.